I'm down on my knees, that's when I'm closest to heaven. And he lived his life with two kids and a wife. Well, you do what you must do. But he showed me enough of what it takes to get me through. Oh, yeah. Put your hand in the hand of the man and steal the water. Put your hand in the hand of the man who promised you. Take a look at yourself and you can look at others differently. Put your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Wonderful job.
Amen.
I don't think Carol Robinson sung it that good. Amen.
Oh, good job. Amen.
He sung it better, brother.
Wonderful.
Amen.
Brenda's got a song.
All right. Praise the Lord. I was kind of hoping. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
I mean, this is a rough message. I'm kind of hoping I have some singing.
Amen. Help us, Lord.
Bless the Lord.
This song is for Karen. I've been thinking about her. And just hang in there, Karen.
Good.
Amen. My God. He says, bring you through this.
Yes.
We love you.
Thank you, Sister Brenda.
Been a miracle this week for Karen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Broke through some thresholds. Hey,
yes.
Yes. Yes. Hallelujah.
God's still working miracles.
That's
Amen.
Right.
Amen. That's right.
Hallelujah, brother.
You know, that's
Hallelujah.
First thing I done Friday. I prayed for her.
Amen.
In 2 hours, Carolyn called. I said, God, please let her speak today.
Amen.
She called me in 2 hours. She said, Woo, Karen spoke today. And I said, quick. Thank you, dear God. You answered my prayer.
Hallelujah.
The good Lord's not finished yet.
Amen.
That's right.
He's not finished.
And then I called Timmy. I had tears flowing all day.
Praise the Lord.
And yeah, man, I talked to Timmy.
Good.
He had to
cry. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I was praying myself Friday.
Just beginning, sis.
That's right.
Just
That's
beginning.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Here we go.
I want to thank Tammy for giving us
Bless you, Brandon.
How true that song is, too. Amen. The psalmist said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me, and thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Amen.
Amen.
I want you to know, praise God, He's not only refuge and a place of safety, but glory to God. In His hands there is no hurt upon us. Amen. He's a good shepherd. He takes care of His sheep. Hallelujah. You know, here we are living in this pandemic, a dilemma we're in. Even the president, his family, members of his staff have been affected by this virus. Hey, I'm glad, praise God, there's a God in heaven. I'm glad, praise God, that in His hands there is a place of safety. I mean, if we can make it to Him, we've got all the care, all the safety we need throughout life's journey. Yeah. Amen. Yeah,
right.
Man, after three songs about hands, I didn't even realize I'm preaching today about the hands of God. And hey, listen, it's a rough message, but it's a good message too. Hey, I got this message Friday, driving down the highway. I'm just like you, it hit me. I mean, I didn't even realize just how blessed this verse is. I'm going to read to you here today. It's kind of scary, but I'll tell you what, I'll put it where it won't be scary. I'll take the sting right of it at the end. But at the beginning of it, I'll tell you, it is kind of scary. Open your Bibles, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 31. For sake of time, we'll just read that one verse. Get my eyeballs on here. It's a terrible verse if you're lost. It's a wonderful verse if you're saved. Amen.
Amen. That's right.
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 31. And if you got your Bible open there, I just want you to know I do believe that Paul wrote the book of Hebrews. One of the reasons I believe he wrote the book of Hebrews, if you look down at verse number 34, he says, "For ye had compassion of me in my bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that you have in heaven a better and enduring substance." That's one reason I believe that the book of Hebrews was written by Paul the apostle. Amen. But we want to read verse number 31. And that verse says, "It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God." Now we've been singing about hands, and glory to God. Thank God for those hands. But those hands, amen, are also hands of judgment. And we want to go to God in prayer. And we want to do our best to preach this message as God give it to us. It's a wonderful message. It sounds bad, but actually, to be honest with you, you'll probably get a blessing when it's all said and done. Father, we thank You, Lord, for the Word of God. Thank You for the privilege, Lord, in this year 2020 to be able to stand for the Word of God. Lord, when many, Lord, have disregarded it and many have discounted its value, those that know You personally as Lord and Savior hold it dear to their heart, Lord. It's heavenly manna to our soul. Lord, it's a bridge, Father, from here to there. Lord, it's encouragement, Father, for the journey. It's strength, Lord, to the children of God. Lord, help us, I pray, even right now, to give glory to God in this message, Father. As You've given it to us, may we deliver it, I pray, in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
This is kind of a terrible verse. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. And you know what? Notice that the living God.
Yeah.
Now they've been pulling down statues here lately. And you know what? They've even spray painted some things here lately. They were made out of stone and the statues didn't resist. And you know what? The stones didn't resist. And these people that disrespected these statues and disrespected these stones, they kind of got away with it. But when it comes to the living living God. You better be careful what you do with regard to the living God. Hey, we're not talking about a baby in a nativity scene laying in a manger. We're talking about the God that made heaven and earth. Amen. Hey, we're talking about the God, amen, that men can't stand in His presence and not fall as dead men unless they're saved. Amen.
Amen.
I want you to know we're talking about a mighty God. We're talking about the God that Solomon said that the heaven of heavens cannot contain Him in 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 27. The mighty God, He's a warrior. Hey, He's a mighty judge. And I want you to know, I'm not kidding when I say that to those that hate Him, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God.
Amen.
Now, I don't hate Him. I know you don't neither.
No.
I know you love the Lord. I know why you're here today. But there are people out there that they hate that name.
That's
above every name.
That's right.
Yep. I met them. Yep. I tried to talk to them, tried to give them a track. They throw that thing down and said, "Don't offer me one of those bunch of fairy tale junk." You know what? Those people are going to find out, Brother Mitchell.
Yep.
They're going to find out on the slow train. They're going to find out it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. There are people out there that don't like to retain God in their knowledge.
That's right.
They don't study to show themselves approved unto God. A workman need not be ashamed, rather dividing the word of truth. You know, I'm somewhat of a Bible scholar, but I'm ashamed of how little I know about the things that I need to know.
Amen.
For the day that we're living in.
Yeah.
I want you to know, buddy, we need to get the most earnest seed. We need to spend some time in the word of God.
Right.
And spend some time down on our knees of prayer and say, "Lord, I need a word from you today."
Amen.
Amen. Oh, amen. I'm down that road, Brandon. I got a word from the Lord.
Yeah.
And this message right here. I'm sitting here thinking, "Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you." I mean, I'll be honest with you. I'm looking forward to preaching today, man. There are people out there that hate Him.
Yeah.
Jesus talked to a bunch of people there. John chapter 8. You know what He said? You know what He said, Joanne? Verse 42. He said, "If God was your Father," He said, "you'd love me."
Yeah.
You know, they hate Him without a cause, the Bible said.
Yeah.
But they hate Him. They hate Him today.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, you pray in any name, just don't pray in the name of Jesus.
Right.
See, we've become a diverse country.
Yeah.
You know, we're a multicultural country. We got to somehow accommodate the people that wear the towel on their head now.
Yeah.
And you know, you don't want to offend nobody. Jesus said, "Blessed is He's not offended in me." But we got to somehow tiptoe around this government of all these anti-God religions in this country that's choking the very life out of America.
That's
I feel like preaching today, man.
That's right.
Man, I like it when I'm just winging. I don't have to go up and look at my notes, amen.
Yeah.
Our country, buddy, the Bible said in Psalms chapter 9, verse 17, "All the nations that forget God shall be turned into hell." I'm watching this country burn. I'm watching this country being looted and robbed in broad daylight.
On,
I'm watching this country suffer the consequence of hurricane after hurricane, flood after flood. I'm seeing destruction by water, by wind, by fire. I'm telling you, America has messed it up.
What?
The nations that forgot God.
Yeah.
They took it out of the curriculum in the schools. You know, children need to be taught.
Yes,
they need to be taught right.
Yeah.
Sister Rita, bless her heart. She took some young kids back there in the back.
Yes.
I walk back there in her Sunday school room. She's got the wall plastered with verses from the Bible.
Yes.
I appreciate it. But she puts it down there, what I call layman's terms. Down there where the little lambs can get it. You know what I mean? They might not be able to understand old Brother Idiot, Brother Thunder, like a wild man, like a Comanche Indian on the warpath. But I'll tell you what, she's back there and she's breaking it down to where they can understand and where they can comprehend of what their challenge is to get to God and get saved for it's everlasting. Still living.
Amen.
There's a lot of people. Sister Carolyn thought they had plenty of time.
Yeah.
I've got a track down in the basement about a 16-year-old girl. And someone comes to her and said, "Honey, won't you get saved?" And she made the fatal mistake of saying, "I've got plenty of time."
Yeah.
She died that night, amen.
Yeah.
And she's a testimony of falling into her hands of a living God. It's a fearful thing, amen.
Amen.
An old preacher, white hair on his head, preaching on a Sunday night. That young smart aleck come into church, sit back there in the back, and he's hitting on the young girls. And the preacher, like what we talked about in Sunday school, he stopped preaching. And he said, young man, can I help you? And the young man been put on the spot. He said, yeah, you can help me. He's smart at it. Had no regard for God. Didn't have no fear of God for his eyes. And he said, Carolyn, he said, yeah, you can help me. And he said, really the unthinkable. He said, can you tell me how far it is to hell? Amen. The preacher, full of love of God, he said, no, son, I can't. And he said, I didn't think he could. He ran out the door like an idiot. And that preacher got done preaching at night. Got in his car driving home. Within 3 miles of that church, there was a car that had hit a tree. And it's on fire. And inside that car is this young boy. And he's pinned. And he's screaming, preacher, help me. I don't want to die. Preacher, help me. I don't want to go to hell. And the young man died. Even with the preacher doing all that he could physically do, he couldn't keep this young man from dying. He come back the next night. Tammy, he said, last night I couldn't answer that young boy's question. He said, tonight I can. He said, for that young man, hell was 3 miles away. I want you to know, buddy, he found out that it's a fearful thing to fall in the hands of the living God. I'm disappointed in some of our government. Man, they're making laws that somehow take God out of the equation.
Yes.
I'm disappointed in the legislature of a country that are making laws to promote things that should be shunned.
Right. Right.
Oh, I fear for them.
Amen.
I fear for them, Brother Mitchell.
Amen.
I know God's ready to judge the quick and the dead. Mm-hmm. I know, buddy, he'll have judgment. And I want you to know, buddy, it'll be to the plummet. And he talked about putting it to the line. I mean, it won't go this way or that way. They'll stand, give an account, and they'll say, I'm guilty as charged. It'll be a fearful thing. Amen.
Amen.
It's kind of like Kent being tired preaching. And I hate to preach like this, being a pastor. But I want you to know this message needs to be preached. Amen.
That's right.
Oh, my. Hey, listen. To those that hate God. Look at Psalm chapter 21. I'm just going to be real quick here. I don't want to take very much time. But I want you to see this. Look at Psalm chapter 21. Boy, you talking about a God that inhabits eternity. Look at here. Psalms 21 verse 8. He says, thine hand shall find out all thine enemies. Thy right hand shall find out those that hate thee. I want you to know there will be no hiding place. God will find them out, Brother Danny. And they'll wish they had something to do with this Jesus.
Right.
It's called Christ.
Amen.
Oh my. Jesus said, and this is pretty blunt. He said, if God was your father, you would love me. These other religions, they don't want nothing to do with him. They don't want to somehow make America an apostate country. Somehow make America, a country without God. I hope they don't succeed. I'll tell you, the day and hour we're living in, I know enough Bible to know that before the Lord comes, there's going to come a great falling away. And I know, praise God, we're falling away from things we know we need to hold dear. Amen. Churches are in disarray right now. I don't know if it's a pulpit problem. I don't know if it's a praying problem. But I'll tell you right now, we need to get back to preaching the Word of God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, listen. God will not only find you out, but there will be no hiding place. Mm-hmm. Revelation chapter 6, verse 14 through 17 tells the terrible state of this world when God shows up and they're running, trying to find a hiding place. They're screaming out, they're crying for the rocks to fall on them, to hide them from the face of Him to come, and there'll be no hiding place.
That's right.
In Psalm chapter, I believe it's 139, and it talks about people trying to find a hiding place from God. Well, Psalms chapter 39, verse 7 through 12 says, if I ascend up to heaven, thou art there. If I dig down to hell, thou art there. I want you to know, no hiding place.
That's right.
Buddy, we're going to have more of a close encounter, amen. Like Saul that breathed out threatenings to the church of the living God, that had a head-on collision with reality and had to say, who art thou? And Jesus said, I'm Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
They're not going to get by, Brenda.
That's right.
Oh, there's not going to be no hiding place. Not going to be no excuse. Not going to be no escape. Hey, they knew better. I'm telling you right now, brother, this bunch, hey, they're hell bent. Amen.
Amen.
The atheists, deniers, that foolishly say there is no God. Psalms 14, verse 1. Psalms 53, verse 1. Says a fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They'll find out.
Yeah.
They'll find out it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. I want you to know, buddy, God is ready not only to judge, but I'll tell you right now, there'll be no dismiss. There'll be no, what do you call that, a recess. There'll be none of that. Thank you, Brother Ed. There'll be none of that. I'll tell you right now, buddy, they'll stand and they'll give an account. Amen. Those that don't like to retain God in their knowledge, Romans chapter 1, verse 28, wish they took some time to learn about this Jesus.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
I feel sorry for this world.
Yes.
Not only do they have no excuse, not only do they have no escape, but there's an eternal hand reaching out saying, I'm here. I'll help you. And they turn that hand down. God said, my hand is outstretched. And they turn that, you know, Peter was singing one day, Brother Ed, and he said, Lord, help me. And the Bible said, immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand.
Yes, amen.
Amen.
And he didn't pull Jesus down. You know, you try to save a drowning person. If you ain't careful, they'll drown you because they're so fanatic. You know, trying to keep them grounded, they're so out of control that they'll cause you to drown. He didn't bother him a bit, Carolyn. He stretched that hand down, pulled Peter right up out of that water. I want you to know Peter's glad to see their hand, amen. They're not glad to see that hand. Hey, they don't want nothing to do with this Jesus. I want you to know, buddy, they want to live a life apart from Him. They want to live lives that are without God, even though the Bible says that in Him we live and move and have our being, amen.
Yeah.
You can't live apart from Him.
Right.
They want to. Acts chapter 17 verse 28 says we can't live without Him. They don't care. Hey, they will when that space to repent runs out. Right. They got a fort of Jezebel, Revelation chapter 2 verse 21. They will when they stand before Him guilty of sin, Revelation chapter 20 verse 11 through 15, talking about the great white throne judgment. Yeah. And I saw the small and great stand before God. They will then, amen. But right now they say, I don't want nothing to do with that Jesus.
Amen.
Right now they say, there never was a Jesus. You know, they tried to change that ADBC stuff. Do you know that? That they don't want to even have a reference to the Lord. See, we're living in the year 2020.
Right.
That means it's been 2020 years since He died for my sins and your sins.
Yeah.
They don't like that. They don't want that ADBC stuff. They want to somehow change the calendar where they're talking about doing away with this daylight saving time. I hope they do. I'm getting confused as termite and wooden yo-yo. I hope they do away with it. They've got legislators right now trying to push through to do away with this daylight saving time. I hope they do. Amen. But listen, they'll stand before Him as guilty can be.
That's right.
And those that trusted in Satan, Brother Mitchell, verse 10 says, that he'll be cast alive in the lake of fire and they'll be thrown in the fire with him. I want you to know, buddy, it'd be a fearful thing. Amen.
Amen.
Oh my. They'll spend eternity with Him in that lake of fire, Brother Ed.
That's right.
To those that take God's name in vain, and I work with them. The Bible said God will not hold him guiltless.
That's right.
He takes His name in vain in Exodus chapter 20. You know what they say to me, Sybil? They say, excuse my French. I said, that's not French. That's not sacred blue. No, that's not French. They'll say, curse word. They know I'm preaching. You know, they'll say, excuse my French. I said, that's not French.
That's right.
It's going to be a fearful thing, Brother Ed.
Yes, it is.
Listen to this. Thou will not hold him guiltless that taketh thy name in vain.
That's right. You're right.
Yep.
You know what, buddy? I'm glad mine's on the blood. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hey, we talked in Sunday school this morning about him that blot about sin.
Yeah.
That him that don't remember it no more against you.
Yeah.
About him that cast it far as the east is from the west. That cast it in the depths of the sea and put up a sign, no fishing devil. Praise God, the on the blood. Amen.
Right.
I thank God for that. Hey, I'm ashamed of times I did, but I'm glad, praise God, He made room, amen, at the cross for one like me. Amen.
That's right.
Exodus chapter 20, verse 7. The list of condemnation is a great list, so great that it's summed up that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. It says in Romans chapter 3, verse 10 through 19, you ought to read it sometime. It said, there's none righteous, no, not one. None that doeth good, no, not one. It says the whole world's guilty before God. And the Bible tells us that our sin will find us out in Numbers chapter 32, verse 23. No hiding place. You know what? I feel sorry for this world. They're making their own. Haman built his own gallows. Right. He's building for Mordecai in book history. Man. And he had intentions of hanging Mordecai on this gallows, great big gallows in his front yard. He ended up getting hung on his own gallows. Right. I feel sorry for this world that don't want God in the curriculum. Right. They don't want to retain God in their knowledge. You know, they think they're so intellectual that, you know, that we're stupid, ignorant, fuddy-duddies, whatever. I'm glad I have enough sense to get saved. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Gonna be a fearful thing. I wish they put that on the news. Can you imagine that? This fool enough died in his sins, went to a lake of fire, went to hell. They won't put nothing like that on the news.
No.
I've seen these preachers try to preach people to heaven. And I'm glad I've had a part in some of them myself. But I'm glad for those that I can preach that left behind a testimony like Enoch that it pleased God. And I said, glory to God. I heard them say they saved. I heard them say they's ready to go. My brother Gary, Sister Brenda Simons, we met him up at the nursing home. He said, I'm ready to go. I said, glory. My daddy's tearing off. It's a whole lot easier when they give you something to work with. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Cause no grief to you, Sister Brenda, but it's such a joy when someone has left behind a testimony and they know Him as their Lord and Savior. Amen.
Yeah, that's right.
I done one time. I remember the guy's wife coming to me. Her name's Tammy. Her husband's name is Steve. She said, "Tell me my husband's in heaven." I said, "I can't do that." Mm-hmm. I said, "I'd like to say he is, but I don't know where he is or where he ain't. He could have got saved his last breath. I mean, that thief on the cross, he didn't have long at all. But he had enough time to get saved, amen."
That's right.
There'll be a lot of people that be like Job who said, "I saved by the skin of my teeth." I want you to know the last minute, they said, "Lord, I'm sorry. I want you to forgive me. I want you to save me." And God will do it on that turn right there. Forgive me. Save me. Whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans 10:13. It's not hard to get saved. It's just hard to get lost.
Amen.
Most people I've met, they're so full of themselves. There ain't enough room for God nowhere in them.
Right.
And I tell you what, I've had to pull the veneer off and let them see another side of them they hadn't seen and show that they're lost and undone without God and without hope in this world. Amen. But listen, even though it's a fearful thing to fall in the hands of the living God, it's something we need to do.
That's right.
I want to thank God for the day I fell in those hands.
Amen. Amen.
I fell in as guilty as guilty could be.
Yeah.
I fell in and I said, I'm a sinner. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm guilty. Amen. But I'm glad for the hands of the living God.
Amen.
That look here. I don't know no other way to say it than it's right here. Thank you, Tammy, for the illustration.
Right.
This sinner right here.
Yeah. Right.
I'm like him.
Amen.
I fell in the arms of a loving, living God.
Yeah.
Amen. Hey, I want you to know, just like Him, I found a refuge for my soul. I want you to know, He held me up. He holds me dear. And to this day, like they sung in those hands, hey, I'm safe forevermore. Hey, in those hands, I'm saved forevermore. Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen.
Wish I'd done it sooner, amen.
Yeah.
I tell you, I'm glad I got saved.
Amen.
I wish I got saved a whole lot sooner.
Amen, that's right.
This world, you know, they've got a mind for everything to get saved.
Right.
You know, they're, I guess, on lake fishing day, Brother Donnie.
Yes.
I guess they're hitting a little white ball left on the golf course today. Or maybe they're building a house, mowing the yard, or whatever. And everything, you know, we could have had about, 30 more people? 40 more people? We could have had them here today. They could have heard something here today.
Amen.
Brother Mitchell, it might be a fearful thing to do, but the Bible instructs us to do it.
That's
King
right.
David, he committed a sin. He committed a lot of sins. I do too. You do too. We all do. We all failed miserably. But he committed a sin, and as soon as he committed a sin, the Bible said his heart smote him in 2 Samuel chapter 24, verse 10. Now, God offered David repentance. Praise God. Now listen, when you do sin, I'm glad God don't send a lightning bolt down and you end up becoming like what's in pigskin, whatever, with a hog ground, whatever. Now, I'm glad God don't send a lightning bolt down. But I'm glad, praise God, David knew that he sinned and God gave him opportunity to repent.
Amen.
Boy, thank God for a gracious God like that. Amen. You know, Noah built an ark. Really, he built it for 120 years. He's up there. I don't know if he hammered it together, glued it together with Gorilla Glue or what. But I said, put tar in there. What did he get? Put tar in there? Pitch it? Yeah, put tar. Yeah. But anyway, for 120 years, he's a preacher of righteousness. You know what he's saying, Brother Ed? He's saying, get in this ark.
Yeah.
Get in this ark.
That's right.
And the gainsayers come by. Like I said, the Bible said that there'll be mockers in the last day, just like there was mockers in his day.
Yeah.
You know what they said, Carolyn? They said, what about this rain you're talking about? No, I ain't seen no rain. You know, even though it hadn't rained, it was coming.
That's right.
Matter of fact, a flood was coming.
Amen.
Here Noah has been warned of God moving with fear to the building of this ark, to the saving of his family, to the saving of his house. He's out there, Brother Donnie, he's building this ark. 120-year big ark. Big thing. Three layers. 75 feet wide. I think 450 feet long or something like that. And 45 feet tall or something. I mean, big boat. You know, we got these big, cruiser, what they call them big old boats now? Ships now? Got them big cruise ships now? I don't know what it's big as them or not, but I bet you they got the idea from him, amen. But it was a big boat. He built it just like God told him to build it, too, Joanne.
That's right.
He's up there, you know, he's saying, y'all better get in this ark. Maybe them people got in there and said, hey, Noah, are you telling me this ark going to save me? He said, well, I mean it. He said, not now, but later it will. You know what? They mocked him, made fun of him. Hey, Noah, what about that rain you was talking about? Where's it at, Noah? Where's this so-called rain that, you know, people, they think right now we're idiots. Hey, I'm glad, praise God, I'm ready to go. I'm glad, praise God, I'm good to go. I'm glad, praise God, I'm going to go. And when we get there, we'll say, wow, thank God, amen, for Calvary. Thank God for the blood of Jesus. Thank God for the grace of God that gave me an opportunity to repent and get saved. Amen. David, he's done a sin like most people are doing right now, even today.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
God gave him opportunity to repent. 2 Samuel chapter 24, verse 12. Then flip this over. When David heard of God's offer to repent upon his sins, he made a wise choice.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 14. If you was to turn there right now, we're not going to for sake of time. But if you was to turn there right now, you'd hear David say, let me fall into the hands of God, for his mercies are great. These people that are taking a chance, these people that are somehow setting at naught all the counsel of God and are somehow saying, it'll be all right, it'll be all right, it won't be all right, it'll be a fearful thing to fall in the hands of the living God.
Amen.
David given an opportunity. He said, let me now fall into the hands of the Lord, for his mercies are great. Verse 16. It tells us that God repented of what he was going to do. And the Lord said, it's enough. And I want you to know God spared Jerusalem because David repented. Because David said, I want mercy.
Yeah.
David was the king of Jerusalem. Now listen, this is mentioned in two places. You got to read them both to get all of this. But in 1 Chronicles chapter 21, verse number 1, it tells us that Satan put it in David's heart to do this sin. You know, if there wasn't no devil down here, it'd be pretty easy to live for God, Brenda.
That's right.
But I'll tell you right now, he walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he could devour. And said, well, I don't know about you, but every now and then, buddy, he sifts me like wheat.
Yeah.
Every now and then, buddy, he got me down on the mat, and he's got me in that sleeper hole, and I'm over hitting the mat, trying to get to that nail-scarred hand, and like old Jack and Fargo, I'm walking around that. And I tell you right now, as soon as I touch your hand, over the ropes, my Savior come and throw that devil out of there. Yeah. Yeah. Brother Brett Farm, remember old Jack Farmer? Told you young Moto, you remember all the old man?
Yeah.
Hey, listen, praise God, our Savior's greater than all glory. But the devil, he had put it in David's heart to commit this sin. And the Bible tells us also In 1 Chronicles chapter 21, verse 30, it tells us that David was afraid. But even being afraid, I want you to know he was still forward to call upon the mercy of God. He said, "Let me fall into the mercies of the Lord. For I want you to know, let me fall now into the hand of the Lord, for His mercies are great." And let me tell you this. It was a fearful thing when old brother Eddie fell into the hands of the living God, April 27th, 1988. But it's the best decision I ever made in my life. I want you to know what a regret I got. I wished I'd done it sooner. I wished I could go through it again. Right. I want you to know, no wonder the psalmist said, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good." Yeah. I had never tasted. I had never trusted. I knew nothing whatsoever of Him personally, but I know Him now as my Lord and Savior. I done tried it and proved it and recommend Him to everybody I meet. Amen.
Right.
Now, the Bible says in Psalms 56, verse 3, "What time I'm afraid, I'll trust in Thee."
That's right.
I don't know nobody else to trust in. There's a lot of people. Won't you trust them? You better be careful who you trust, amen. Especially in this day, these bunch of swindlers, these bunch of con artists, these bunch of scam artists and all that stuff. You better be careful. And let me say this, it was a fearful thing. But boy, am I glad I did, amen. God had given me space to repent. And at the age of 34 years old, praise God, I took advantage of that opportunity. And I'm glad I wasn't turned away. I'm glad I was received. I'm glad I saved, amen. And praise God, in those hands I am today, glory to God.
Right.
And will forever be. He gave me eternal life. And He said, "I'll never perish." Now, I'm reading this on purpose. Because this verse right here, I'm going to bring it in context. So it's out of verse number 25. "Not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching." You see, there's a day coming that everybody is going to bow the knee. You know, we got these bunch now that goes out on the football field and they take a knee during the anthem. They're trying to insult, I don't know, the country or the president won. But they go out there, you know, and they show their filth and show their shame. And they take a knee out there on the football field or you know, at the basketball game or whatever.
Yep.
I took a knee.
Amen.
I'll tell you right now, I took a knee for mercy.
Ryan.
That's right.
Yeah. Amen, Brenda. And boy, I found oceans of it.
Right.
Man, I could be a donor right now. I mean, I found so much mercy, I don't know where to put it all.
Thank you.
I found a multitude of His mercies. Mm-hmm. I found out what He meant when He said, "I'll give you the sure mercies of David," that He mentioned in Acts chapter 13, verse 34. I found out what He meant by the sure mercies of David, that He mentioned Isaiah chapter 55, verse 3, when He said, "I'll give you the sure mercies of David." I found sure mercies.
Right.
I found oceans of mercy. But I tell you what, there's a bunch of people, they hadn't done it yet, Brenda. They got good intentions. The devil's sitting there on their shoulder there saying, "You got plenty of time." By the way, he's a liar, the father of it.
Yeah.
But he says, "You got plenty of time. You don't have to do it today." I want you to know the Bible didn't say that. Go in, it says today is the day of salvation. Yesterday's gone. You can't do it yesterday. And tomorrow might not get here for you. The Bible says, "Boast not of tomorrow." We don't know what a day is going to bring. It might not be on your calendar. You might not be here tomorrow. And therefore, today's the day of salvation.
Amen.
The hands of the living God. Thank God for them.
Amen.
Man, there's mercy if you go to them. And there's fear if they catch up to you.
That's right.
Oh my, I feel sorry for people in this country, so boneheaded, so calloused in heart, so stubborn that they won't let God be God. They want to somehow, they want the money, they want the water, they want the food, they want everything but God in their life. Amen.
Right. Amen.
He gave me eternal life, and He said, "I'll never perish, neither shall any pluck me out of His hand." Now, when I read this verse 25. Listen, we're going to get in some rough territory here, so bear with me. "For if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins." He gave Himself once and forever. He's not going to go to Calvary again. So I want you to listen to this real good. This is tough territory right here. A lot of people get mixed up on this. A lot of people get over their head in this. He can't crucify Himself again. Verse 27 says, "But a fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation which shall devour the adversary. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. How much sore punishment suppose ye shall he be thought worthy who have trodden underfoot the Son of God and have counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing and done despite unto the Spirit of grace. This is some tough territory. Listen here. But we know him that has said, vengeance belongeth unto me. I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again the Lord shall judge his people.
Amen.
I want you to know, buddy, we need to walk worthy of that name. We need to live righteous, godly, sober in this present evil world. But if you don't, he's still us.
Right.
He still sealed you with that Holy Spirit promise.
Right.
You're still going to heaven. I was telling Donnie yesterday, a lot of people are going to watch all of their reward go up in a puff of smoke.
That's right.
Yes.
They're going to watch all of these other people, and I mean, they're going to get crowns, they're going to get praise, they're going to get rewards, and they get up there, and it's just one hand stroke.
Right.
What they did, Carolyn, they done for themselves, vainglory.
Yeah.
What they did for they done it for their own glory.
It's for show.
Bible talks about praise of men, not to be compared with the praise of God.
Right.
Hey, I may not get high praise, but I want you to know one thing. I do want to get enough him saying, well done.
Tear
down the joys of the Lord.
Yeah.
But you're sealed by the Holy Spirit of promise. We're sanctified. If you want to read up on it, trust me, read Psalms chapter 3, starting about verse 25. Listen to this verse. That God might be just, and he is.
Yes,
he's not going to put aside judgment. But listen, he might be just.
Right.
And the justifier of him that believeth in Jesus. I believe in Jesus.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm a far cry from having a halo on my head. But I want you to know, when you read these scriptures here, I want you to understand the mercy of God and the love of God that he shed abroad through his Son Jesus.
Yeah.
The Bible said he's going to present me without spot, without blemish, in his presence, with exceeding joy. Now the hill that's able to keep you from falling, I want you to know that's him, amen. Woo! Hey, listen, we ain't home yet. There's a devil down here. God already knows the dilemma we're all in.
Yeah.
But he fixed it.
That's right.
I mean, my heart's fixed.
Yeah.
When you read that verse in Colossians chapter 2, it talks about the circumcision of the heart made without hands. Sister Karen, they put a valve in her heart.
Yeah.
And man, they done the best they could, but they still kind of messed up a little bit. She had a stroke. She recovered from it. Listen,
amen.
This was done without hands.
That's right.
Brenda, he circumcised my heart. You know what he did? He that believeth in God sinneth not. His seed remains in him. How is it, Brother Eddie? God cut off my heart from my body. Hey, listen, my body still sins. I sin against my body. If I take a cigar and I become like one of my arm factories, I'm sitting there blowing up smoke like a Kaiser iron factory. I want you to know I'll die of lung cancer if I use my mouth for a funnel and pour liquor down it. I'll probably end up having cirrhosis of the liver. But my soul is saved. I'm found into the mercy and the grace of God. I've got a refuge for my soul.
Amen.
You might have a problem with it, but God don't.
That's right.
I'm not my own.
That's right.
I've been bought with a price.
Yeah.
He paid $5 for a worthless sinner like me. Sit over here, went to Walmart, did the talking, forget your bag of stuff, get home, drove back. You know why he went back? Because it's yours.
Right.
He's coming back.
Amen.
Why, Brother Eddie?
Amen.
I've been bought with a price.
Yeah, that's right.
He's coming back, get what's his, Brother Ed.
Yeah.
He's coming for me. Hey, if you've met him, he's coming for you. Amen. Hey, we're going to lead out with a shout. Hey, I want to know we're going to sing up there. Hey, we're going to shout up there. Hey, we're going to have a good time. We can have one of the alternators up underneath him. The Bible said, depart and be of Christ, Brenda.
Yeah.
Far better.
Yes, Lord.
Far better.
That's right.
Yeah, I've had some of the better down here.
I have
it's far better than that.
That's right.
Not interested in that far better. The Bible said God hasn't provided some better thing for us.
Yeah, that's right.
And I'm glad He made provisions for me. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I'll be right back.
Right.
I'm glad He made provisions for me. Yeah. He went away to a place for me, Brendan. He's got my name on it. Amen.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to me getting home. Yeah, I don't know about y'all, but I've never realized one thing. I've realized this ain't home. Amen. But when we get home, we're going to sing a song. When we get to where we're going.
Yes.
Hey, when we get to where we're going.
Amen.
It'll make sense.
Amen.
It may not make no sense down here. We might get a little confused down here. We might say, where is it down here? But I want you to know when we arrive at our destination, home, heaven. Hey.
Yeah.
It'll make sense then.
Amen.
I want to say, I never thought about this, Brother Mitchell. I never thought about what a blessing it is to fall into the hands of a living God. God brought that in my memory. I'm down that highway.
That's
I live on Stan Wills fall down like a Comanche Indian. And I'm glad the cruise is on. But I'll tell you right now, I said, thank you, Jesus, that He allowed me to fall into His loving, nail-scarred hands. Amen.
Amen.
Woo! What a blessing it is to be saved. Look, I used to be fearful. I ain't fearing no more. I want you to know perfect love cast without fear.
Amen.
That's right.
Right. Amen.
I want you to know, He said, I will give him perfect peace.
Yeah. Lord,
they keep making these peace treaties.
Right.
He said, I'll give him perfect peace.
Yeah.
Whose mind is stayed upon Him.
Yeah.
Isaiah 26, I think it's verse 3 or verse 4. I've had perfect peace for 32 years now, Carolyn.
Amen.
I was 34 years old when I got saved. And if God be willing, it's entirely up to Him, Sister Sharon.
Right.
But if He be willing, I like to balance the books.
Yeah.
I like to live more for Him
That's
right.
than I did for my selfish self, for the devil,
That's
for
right.
the world. I like better than to say, Lord, I've lived for You more than I did for myself
Amen.
And for the ways of this world.
Amen.
I like to be able to go to heaven and say, praise God, the half wasn't told. But praise God, that second half is a whole lot better than that first half. Amen. I'd like to be able to come in there and give the high praises of God and see a bunch of angels run out of their shoes and say, He's finally made it. It's infinite. Anyway, He's in heaven amongst us. Amen.
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 Y'all may not understand that, but you will if you see me arrive.
Right.
They're going to give me plenty of room, Joanne.
Amen.
They're going to say, let Him go. And I mean to tell you, I'm going to cut a shine.
Bless you.
I mean to tell you, praise God, I'll finally be home. This world down here may not want nothing to do with Him. They may not have no regard for Him. They may not have no room for Him in the end. But I'll tell you what, I gave Him all the room, Brother Danny.
That's right.
He took His rightful place on the throne of my heart. He's been ruling and reigning for 32 years.
Amen.
And I'm hoping, praise God, to balance the books on His side.
That's
Amen.
Right. Amen.
Brother Mitchell, it was a good day when I fell into the hands of the living God.
Yeah.
Stop and think about that a minute. You know, it was fearful.
Saved a wretch like me.
I was sitting there thinking, would God forgive me? Could God forgive me of all I've done? Donnie was telling me it wasn't that bad with him. He said, I was a pretty good guy. I said, it was bad with me. I said, I'll tell you right now. What's that song when you reach down here, reach way down?
Yeah.
I was up, reach way down. I want you to know, buddy, I was in the pit of sin. I want you to know I was going down for the third time.
Yeah.
And I want you to know, buddy, I didn't want to go down. I wanted mercy. And praise God, I call upon the hands of the living God that's rich in mercy to all that call upon Him. And He was quick to reach His hand way down.
Right.
He pulled me up out of mire. Brenda, He set me on the rock.
Yeah.
He established my goings. I ain't going around in circles no more.
Right.
Hey, He put a song in my heart. I can't sing, but I got one in my heart. Amen. It's another like, hey, now praise Him, praise Him. Jesus, my Lord and Savior. I don't know a word of it, but I want you to know there's praise in my heart. And I want you to know beforehand, there might have been animosity beforehand. There might have been other wrong kind of thoughts. But I want you to know it's different now. I fell into the hands of the living God. And I found a refuge for my soul. I want you to know it's been wonderful.
Amen.
For 32 years now. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I feel sorry for this world. They don't know what they're missing out on.
No, they don't.
Right after this discourse, I do believe Paul wrote this book.
he starts building up faith.
That's right.
He starts talking about great champions of faith. Jude says, building up your most holy faith. The Bible said in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, that faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And you know, you ain't going to get too far without faith. No. And Paul just started pulling out death truck loads of faith. Brother Ed, hey, he said, hey, here's some more. Yeah. And I want you to know, as you start reading about all the faith of these, you might not have no faith no more than the size of a great mushroom seed, but I want you to know it got a little bigger just after you read about the great faith of these people. They've done gone on. Man, oh man, oh man. Listen, I'm glad that he offered me the sure mercies of David.
That's right.
David said, amen. Let me fall. Now when I say let me fall, you'll have to go to 1 Chronicles, see that. In 2 Samuel, he said, let us fall. But I'll take either one of them. He said, let us fall now into the hand of the Lord, for his mercies are great. When you're in trouble, and we do get in trouble, there's only one thing to do. That's run to him and say, I'm sorry. I've sinned.
Right.
I commented a little bit in Sunday school about some of my sins. I know what to do now when I sin.
Yeah,
I'll tell you right now, buddy. I set a trail on fire. Head straight to him and say, I'm sinning. I'm sorry. And the Bible said he's faithful and just to give me my sins. Amen. To cleanse me of my sins and never remember no more against me. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
That's one of my favorite verses in the Bible. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18. Come now, saith the Lord. Let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, I'll make them white as snow. Though they be red like crimson. He said, I'll make them as wool. I want you to know that's what kind of hands I'm talking about. He's got what we need.
Amen.
And I do feel sorry for this world trying to live a life apart from him.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know about y'all, but I'm glad that I fell into the hands of the living God.
Yes.
There's nothing you can compare him to.
That's right.
He warned a lot of people. I think it's Psalm chapter 50, I think. He said, you thought I was one altogether like yourself. God said, consider me, lest I come unto you and tear you into pieces. He don't want that.
Amen.
But I'll tell you right now, buddy, he's ready to do it.
Yeah.
I'm glad, praise God, he made me over. I'm a new man.
Amen.
Hey, I ain't that old cussing drunk that I was when I got saved.
Right.
I may not be what I need to be, but thank God I ain't what I used to be, amen. I'm a work in progress, amen.
Amen.
I'll tell you what it all started on. I fell into his hand,
amen.
Brother Danny. I fell in there into love and mercy. I fell into those hands. These all sung about hands this morning.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank God for those hands. Father, we thank you for the message today.
Yes.
I thank you, Father, for these that were here today to hear it.
Yes.
I thank you, Father, for those that heard it today by the way of the internet.
Right.
I don't know if it rocked anybody's boat or not, Lord. But I know one thing. If they've got you on board, they're fine. They're not going to sink. They're going to make it all the way to the other side. And I pray, Lord God, you'd help that one that's nearest hell. If they've never fell in your loving hands, then Lord, they'd make a way today. Somehow put something aside. Somehow change their plans and run to you and lay a hold on eternal life. Get a refuge for their soul. Father, do whatever you want to do. We're done. In Jesus' name, amen. I ask everybody to stand. Yeah, I'm burning up. Thank you for the bottle of water, brother. Get Brother Jerry, please. And Sister Sharon, I'm sorry. Hey, I'm telling you right now, I'm like a termite in a wooden yo-yo going everywhere. We'll get them to sing a verse of invitation to him. I don't know. I don't think nobody needs to come forward. But if you do need to, old Brother Eddie's here. I'll pray with you.
Amen.
We sure will.
Number 102 in the blue book.